Pretty sure that falls under sci-fi.
Same thing.
Footsteps whispered across the ground toward them, and they both turned to see Willmark and Jake step out from the trees. The Godwin Knight nodded at Maggie with a flicker of a smile, and she returned it. Jake caught Maggie's gaze, then glanced at the gnome next to her.
Hey, you're looking pretty good for a huldu who got stuck in a raccoon suit.
Bernie folded his arms over the food stains on his sweater.
And you're looking pretty good for a...
Maggie nudged his shoulder, and he cocked a raised eyebrow at her before rolling his eyes.
Guy who was laid up with a GPS grid slashed across his back.
He hiccuped a short string of bubbles, fireflies flickering inside each of them. You need to work on your compliments, Maggie muttered.
What? It's better than what I was gonna say.
The gnome smashed his fist into his palm, but it didn't come with his standard curse for Kashgars. Ignoring Bernie's gesture, Maggie went to Jake and wrapped him in a gentle hug.
Oh,
he grimaced, still sliding his hand up her back as she let go of him. Sorry. It's good to see you up and moving around. Maggie gave a crooked smile and moved her hands down his arms to give his a squeeze. You feeling up to this?
Even if I wasn't, I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Jake nodded at the closed stone gates behind her.
I made a promise to help you in any way I could. That means going with you to the controls, right?
In the manner of speaking,
Willmark said. Maggie released Jake's hands. I know I can't tell you to go home and rest. Well, I can, but I don't expect you'd do it. Diana, her red curly hair tied in a loose ponytail, stepped out from the trees.
The point being, we're all in this together.
A few tiny bubbles coated in blue flames clung to her arm, and she brushed them off before they popped. Kathleen walked next to her.